to our brother President Nana Akufo-Addo and the Republic of Ghana for their great stability which they have in their nation, as well as the experience in terms of the democratic management of the affairs in the nation. And it's something which I believe we will all have to learn how to emulate through recognition on the Republic of Ghana for their maturity and capacity of being able to know how best to choose their leaders. I think we also have to make remarks on the fact that the link that binds both nations together in terms of cooperation has been long-standing from ages past. If we had to add the number of accords and agreements we signed today with those who have signed in the past, there are too many agreements already signed. But I have to register my worriness in this regard, because we've been signing agreements, but frankly speaking, we have not seen the materialization of any of these agreements. And I think that it's high time we do take care of this. There haven't been any kind of follow-up whatsoever to materialize the content of these many agreements we have signed in the past. And this, I do place the responsibility of the lack of following up of this agreement upon both governments.
President Akufo-Addo, for his part, pledged to make sure agreements signed are implemented. He commended President Basogo for the level of development in that country. He was hopeful that the visit will open a new page in the history and relations between the two countries.
It's important for us. We are a new player, a new entrant into the energy dynamics of the world. Equatorial Guinea has been there for some time and is a major player. I think that we have everything to gain by a close association with the country in developing our energy infrastructure trade. In the context of this future projection, the initiative that President Obiang Mbasogo took to establish the school in Ghana, we have to situate it within that context as providing an opportunity for generations that are coming to be able to continue to have an invaluable intercourse. Youth of this country to come to Ghana and learn English and develop other capacities. I think that we need also to think about how Ghanaian youth can come here and also benefit from greater knowledge of Spanish and of an implication in the development of Equatorial Guinea. Obvious from a very brief stay like I've had that the infrastructure of this country, its road network, as well as its petroleum infrastructure, its gas infrastructure, is highly developed. And I believe that President Obiang has a great deal to do with that and is to be commended. It's a form of development that is going to bring of great benefit to the progress of his people, and it is reassuring to see this level of development taking place in a sister African country.
President Akufo-Addo is back to Accra.